and Des Cahill's here with the sports news.
Yeah, morning, Christopher. As usual, the weekend sport starts early. They've finished the second round of the BMW Masters Golf in Shanghai. The leader, Belgium's Nicolas Coulthard, he's 13 under par. Shane Lowry shot a brilliant 66. He's 8 under par, along with Graham McDowell there in 8th place. Michael Hoey has finished on 6 under and Paul McGinley on level par. Now, the remarkable run of injuries to hit the Irish rugby squad continued yesterday. It's dreadful luck for Joe Schmidt, particularly in the front row. And the latest two players to drop out of the squad for the Autumn Internationals are both props. Munster's James Cronin will be out for a minimum of 6 weeks because of an ankle injury he picked up playing against Saracens last weekend. And Nathan White also ruled out. The Connacht prop ruptured a tendon in his arm. He'll need surgery and will be out for about 16 weeks. In the Pro 12 League, both Leinster and Connacht are in action tonight. Leinster host Edinburgh at the RDS and Connacht travel to Wales to take on the Ospreys. Those games kick off at 7:35. In Gaelic games, Pat Flanagan has been confirmed as the new manager of the Offaly senior and under 21 football teams. He was previously managing in Sligo and Westmeath. He succeeds Emmett MacDonald. Brian Whelan will remain as Offaly hurling manager, and Donegal are to name their new football manager tonight. Their county committee meeting has been brought forward to this evening from Monday. Meanwhile, Premier Division Soccer could return to Galway tonight. They carry a 2-1 lead into the second leg of their promotion relegation playoff against UCD, and the game at DC Park starts at 7:45. Well, this weekend on the domestic front is dominated by the two FAI Cup finals. In the women's final, Raheny United take on UCD Waves. In the men's final, St Patrick's Athletic meet Derry City. So let's get a verdict on those. First of all, let's look at the women's final. And we're joined by the manager of the Irish senior team, Sue Ronan. Morning, Sue.
Morning, Des. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Good. Raheny United would be most people's hot favourites for this, would they?
Probably slight favourites, Des, on the count that they're our current league and indeed cup holders. They won a very exciting final last year against Castlebar Celtic after extra time. I think anyone that saw that game, you know, realised the level of women's football in the country. So it was a great game, and
yeah,
they came back
from the break. Yeah, it was a great spectacle. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. But I think UCD would contest, you know, that they mightn't be in with a shout themselves. I think both teams are two of our strongest teams currently at the moment in the country. So I think there'll only be a goal in it, to be honest with you. It'll be very, very close, and it should be a good spectacle.
It's live on TV, isn't it?
It is, for sure, yes, which is fantastic, and it's an opportunity to showcase the women's game and, you know, for anyone that doesn't know much about it to have a look. But, you know, both teams are laden with international players, underage and senior international players, and, you know, some of the best talents in the country will be on display on Sunday, so I'd urge people to either have a look in or go along to the Aviva and watch.
Yeah, it's an early start, but as you say, well worth catching. It's
12:20 kickoff. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Obviously, they need to allow a bit of time then for the men's match afterwards and warm-ups, etc. But, you know, it'll really be a good game. And as I said, I think a goal or an odd goal will be in it. And, you know, it'll be whoever takes the chances, maybe. But it should be very, very exciting.
Brilliant. Okay, well, we look forward to it. And if it's half as good as last year's, as you say, Sue, it'll be well worth catching. That's Sue Ronan, the Irish senior manager, Raheny United taking on UCD Waves. In the men's final, St Patrick's Athletic meet Derry City. Now, the Bray Wanderers manager, Alan Matthews, joins us to give his verdict. Last week, Alan, you got it right when you went for Dundalk to beat Cork. What about this week?
Going for 100% record, Des. I think Pats will get that monkey off their back, and I think they'll put 53 years of heartache in the FAI Cup behind them and win on Sunday.
Why do you fancy them?
I think they've got a really strong team, and I think the big pitch will suit the likes of Christy Fagg and Keith Fahey, Greg Bulger, Killian Brennan in those kind of central areas. I think if you look over the course of the season, They had second season syndrome in trying to retain the league. They just weren't at it over the course of the year. But I think on a one-off game like this, they just have enough, I think, to be able to deal with Derry City. They finished the season off quite strongly, albeit they lost at home to Athlone, but they finished off well up in Sligo. Derry have lost the last three games going into this match. And like everything else, I know form goes out the window, but it's not a good way, I think, to go into a cup final. Excuse me. And I just think that Pats have enough about them in all areas of the pitch to be that little bit stronger than Derry over the course of the 90 minutes.
All right, then, Wolf. We look forward to it. Alan Matthews, thanks a million for joining us. So that game live, of course, as well on RT Television and on Sunday Sport on Radio 1. Now, the Celtic winger, Alexander Tonev, has been handed a 7-match ban after being found guilty of using racist insults by the Scottish FA. It followed an incident involving the Aberdeen defender Shay Logan in a league game last month. Elsewhere, we have two race meetings today, Gavin, at Down Royal and Dundalk. Down Royal begins at 1:05 and Dundalk at 5:40.